This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Stand by for first speed up. And wind wheels 2, 3, and 4 speeding up. Go. Curtis, you could be a little faster on this bit.
It's easy, I'm safe.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah, close. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This one can also be good.
It's not what
it's
going
to be.
Yeah.
That's better.
Right there.
Better.
Yeah, yours good. Okay, stand by for giving all out. And second speed up. Go.
Crazy windmill.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy. It's such a little foot.
This production of Don Quixote, or Don Quixote in the French, is a classic example of what we as a company are capable of doing. This production was built in our scenic studios, built in our costume shop, designed by local designers, and we provide a stage on which international stars come and perform to their best of abilities. And there's a great misconception that what we do down here at the opera is much like a roadshow, when in fact that's not the case. There are 400 to 500 people that are actively involved in putting this show on stage that live in this community, put their kids to school in this community. And that's why it's important to us. When people from out of town come to San Diego and they sit in the Civic Theater, they see world-class product. And that's world-class product produced by us.
This just crash of news that we've had in the last week, it changes everything about what we're doing, but it changes nothing about what we're doing. You know, I mean, this is the adage, the show must go on. It's terrible, and I hate it. But it's true in the fact that, you know, we're making a piece of theater. We come in the door prepared and professional, and in that regard, it changes absolutely nothing about what we're doing. The story of Don Quixote is actually about a man who has great dreams and a man who sees himself as a poet, and he fights for the things and the people that he loves, and sometimes we succeed and sometimes we don't, and I think that's the overarching idea behind it. It's that the dream is an important thing to fight for.
Quixote is a myth, is what every man should be at least for 3 hours in life. Is somebody loving whatever is surrounding him? Is somebody totally lost in love with life, with the others, with the animals, with the air, the light? And there is only good in this character, and it's such a privilege to be able to be in this costume and in this makeup and to become gradually during the opera this amazing character is food for the soul.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
It's an enormous, enormous privilege to be here again and to do it again in the way I like it. This is a very traditional, if you want, production, but it gives space to all the good possibility of interpretation of this role. And therefore, 5 years ago and now, when we were creating this production, the feeling is absolutely the same, just happiness, good friendship between me and the colleagues and all the rest, an ideal atmosphere.
Never sing with a hat on. Bad for the acoustic. Bad, bad. I know directors hate me when I say that. Never sing with a hat on. Fight it, San Diego.
It's amazing when you leave an opera score because you think you have it memorized, and you leave it for, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever the engagement is, and then you come back to the opera score, you always discover new things. You always discover new things, not only musically, but theatrically, dramatically, even in the text. And then, you know, you just want to bring new things into it. Not because you're bored, not because you don't decide, but to keep the theater and the music alive, I am always trying to create new things. And I always open to new suggestions from directors and even my colleagues. Ferruccio give me a ton of, oh, do this, do that, and oh, that would be cool, and I do this. And so it's like kids playing, and it's refreshing. Plus, you know, you need to deal with new props and new singers and new chorus, and new, so you need to accommodate to everything, and that by itself, you keep it alive and fresh. What I like about this role is, like, he's like the ground cable, you know, to Earth, and Don Quixote is flying all over the place, and I trying to ground Don Quixote constantly. But what happened, and what is so beautiful, is actually Don Quixote teach me how to fly. And Sancho, which is the simpler person, and can become funny at times, he ends being a kind of an heroic person by learning from this incredible human being that is Don Quixote. And that's why I love it so much. Is this transformation that a little bit is going through with the arts? You know, is what arts does to the soul, to the people. Story so well and so wonderfully and vocally and musically so comfortable that it's hard to pick up, you know, a favor moment. There are many favor moments, even and more doesn't involve me. The aria that Dulcinea sings at the beginning of the fourth act.
What's interesting is that she has this changes in moods very much. Like she has this really depressed, melancholic moments, and then she has this okay, let's party moments, and to find the transition to get through all this and his and all what has to do with Don Quixote then, and how she's dealing with him and. He's proposing and asking her if she wants to marry him, and she's just first like, there is somebody who wants to marry me. I don't understand, because she's the courtesan there, and nobody would want to marry her. And then she has to, she can't show for all the others that she's touched, so she has to overplay it with really giving him a hard time, laughing at him, and then she realizes that he's really hurt, and then she, that's kind of a roller coaster thing. There's this one moment when the dancer's coming when the guitar player is playing the song with me, and the dancer's coming in a row behind me. That's a fantastic moment.
Wow.
flamenco is a different type of dance than is usually done in opera. Usually it's ballet, and ballet is quiet. A flamenco dancer's body is a percussive instrument. They are a musical instrument in and of themselves. We are making noise with our feet, we are making noise with our hands, we are making noise with our voices. Those dancers are percussive instruments, and Karen has always been so gracious and so enthusiastic about the noise that we bring. This music is just so fabulous, and the very first time I heard it, I was just struck how by this music just dances itself. It's so easy to have ideas with this music because the music is just so dynamic. And it says so much. It's just so easy to work with. It's really getting down to, it just gets down to the personalities in the room and how flexible all those personalities are. And my dancers are pretty flexible, so they're very good about making things work and getting themselves where they need to be. Whether someone else is maybe not necessarily in the right place, those dancers are gonna find a way to get around and get where they need to be in the right amount of time.
As we go into staging, there's a great deal of dance, a great deal of action for the chorus, even though there's not a lot of music. Stage action can have a huge impact on how we sing a various phrase or how we prepare for an entrance, prepare our breath, prepare our dynamics, prepare our articulations based on where we're standing on the stage, in what formation we're standing. You know, in rehearsal, we might have a soprano next to an alto, and all of a sudden that soprano is now next to a tenor. There's a lot of this that goes on in these early staging rehearsals as things get blocked. And as people are focusing on their movements, on their stage actions, I try to stay calm. The music becomes pushed a little bit to the side, for those first few staging rehearsals as we get set. Obviously, we want to begin to get the music in our bodies and relate it to the stage action, but I try not to get too uptight worrying about every little single musical detail. At this point in the process, I'm one of many chefs.
Belle donne charme, please.
The singers have to have a good knowledge of the diction, especially in French, which is where the operas are so intimately tied with the language.
This way at the big note rather than this way. And.
In French opera, in French music making, in French living, the idea of philosophy, the idea of balance is paramount. And I think exhibits itself very clearly in this opera. It's a small jewel. It's like the Sainte-Chapelle as opposed to Notre-Dame. Both are French, but this is exquisitely sketched and delicately put forward for the audience's consideration. and I hope great pleasure. We have a very large orchestra, actually, but except at very concentrated times where we have huge group scenes which involve everyone playing, to hear it, there's a great degree of transparency and elasticity and almost crystalline quality, which would not necessarily match what your eye would see in the pit, because of the masterful orchestration of Massenet.
It takes the whole village to come together and bring all of their own personal expertise to create a unified whole. And I feel like we've got the best team possible to do that right now.
It's a give and take between the performers and everybody that puts the thing together on stage and the audience. And I think that's why live performance is critical.
People are crazy, and people are fun, and people are extraordinary, and they're intelligent. To be in this kind of environment with all these people, with all these talents, it's just, it's an extraordinary thing to be able to do every day. And that I get to be around that, and that's how I make my living, is a really extraordinary thing to me.
That's Mary.
There's an energy in the room and an energy in the air and in the community and in the Civic Center Plaza that you can't deny. The brilliant part of that, in all of its heartache and all of its grief that we're all dealing with every day, I mean, we all feel a sense of home here. The silver lining in all of that is I think that there's a resolve and there's a fire and there's a passion that's been walking in the door to these rehearsals that has only served to make this even more powerful, everything that we're doing on stage.
For me, it's always been fun. I get paid to live in the land of make-believe. It's just that sometimes the land of make-believe is hard, you know. You got to work hard to get where you want to be. I mean, you suspend reality and you do what you want to do. That's the way I look at it. It's fun.
There are other types of work that feed different aspects of ourselves. Nothing feeds, for me personally, nothing feeds my heart and my soul as opera does. And I believe when people are sitting out in the audience and when everything works, when the music and the orchestration, the singing, the lights, the scenery, combine the dance, the drama, the theatrics. When it works, it touches us in ways that we don't understand. And I think we need that.
The only other thing I want to say is I love this company. And I don't want to see it go. Thank you.
should continue or go to the opera. There is everything in a phrase, I would say, of Don Quixote. When at the end he's dying and he's telling Sancho, you know, do you remember I promised you castles, land, even an island. Now that we are at the end, take this island, the island of my heart, the island of my poetry, and take it with you as an inheritance. I think that music is this island. Music with the emotions that can transfer to somebody who has a sensibility for it is amazing. And it's really something that everybody should receive, put in his heart, and keep it forever. In this specific case, when things are going bad and theaters are in troubles, well, then it's up to the citizen, to understand whether they can really afford to do without it, to do without this magic island where for a few hours you can live in what would be your ideal place to live.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.